Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh resigns a day ahead of assembly session. 31 Maoists killed and 2 security personnel martyred in an encounter in Chhattisgarh today. Home Minister Amit Shah reiterates the resolve to eradicate Naxalism by 31st March next year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to interact with students on Pariksha Pe Charcha tomorrow. Prime Minister Modi to leave for Paris tomorrow to co-chair AI Action Summit 2025 with French President Emmanuel Macron on Tuesday. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh visits production facility of Hindustan Aeronautics Limited in Bengaluru on the eve of the 15th edition of Aero India. Israeli troops completely withdraw from Gaza's Netzarim corridor. And in cricket, skipper Rohit Sharma hit brisk century to take India closer to the target of 305 runs against England in Cuttack. And now the news in detail. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh resigned today, submitting his resignation to Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla. Shri Biren, who has led the BJP government in Manipur since 2017, stepped down amid the ongoing political developments and months of unrest and internal party politics in the state. More from our Imphal correspondent.
The internal party politics over the leadership of the state BJP government has been taking place for many days in the state. Chief Minister N. Biren Singh arrived in Imphal along with BJP Lok Sabha MP and BJP North East in charge Sambit Patra this afternoon from Delhi, where he also had a meeting with party leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah. Soon after the arrival at Imphal, Shri Biren chaired a meeting with the MLAs of ruling party at CM Secretariat Imphal. After he met the governor of Manipur, Ajay Kumar Bhalla, at Raj Babul in Imphal. There, he submitted his resignation paper to the governor. Meanwhile, the seventh session of the ongoing 12th Manipur Legislative Assembly is scheduled to commence from tomorrow. JJ Thoksom, Akashvani News, Imphal.
In Chhattisgarh, 31 Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district today. The bodies of all the killed Maoists have been recovered. 2 security personnel were also martyred in this encounter, while 2 other jawans have been injured. Injured jawans have been airlifted to Raipur for better treatment. The condition of both the injured security personnel is reported to be out of danger. More details from our Raipur correspondent.
The security forces had received information that a large number of Maoists were present in the forest of the National Park of Bijapur district. Superintendent of Police of Bijapur district, Dr. Jitendra Yadav, said that after this intelligence input, a joint team of District Reserve Guard, a Special Task Force and Bastar Fighter went out on a search operation.
Aaj subah 8 baje se lagatar exchange of fire hua. Exchange of fire ke baad mein searching ke dauran 31 Maoist ke shav baramad hue. के दौरान डीआरजी एवं एसटीएफ के एक एक जवान शहीद हो गए हैं।
AK-47 सेल्फ लोडिंग एंड इंसास राइफल्स अलोंग विथ बैरल ग्रेनेड लॉन्चर एंड अदर वेपन्स एंड एक्सप्लोसिव मटेरियल्स हैव आल्सो बीन रिकवर्ड फ्रॉम द स्पॉट द इंजर्ड जवान्स हैव बीन एयरलिफ्टेड टू रायपुर where their condition is now said to be out of danger. With K. Santosh Kumar from Bijapur, this is Vikalp Shukla, Akashvani News, Raipur.
Home Minister Amit Shah expressed condolences to the families of the 2 soldiers who were martyred in the operation against the Naxals in Chhattisgarh. In a social media post, Mr. Shah stated that the country will always be indebted to these heroes. The Home Minister reiterated the resolve to completely eradicate Naxalism from the country by the 31st of March next year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with students nationwide in the 8th edition of his Pariksha Pe Charcha program at 11 a.m. tomorrow. The Prime Minister will interact with students, parents and teachers to offer insights on exam preparation, stress management and personal growth. The program will be telecast live on Akashvani, Doordarshan, PMO's YouTube channel and the social media channels of the Education and Information and Broadcasting Ministries. More from our correspondent.
With over 5 crore participation, this year's program exemplifies its status as a Jan Andolan, inspiring collective celebration of learning. Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025 will feature 7 insightful episodes, bringing together renowned personalities from diverse fields to guide students on essential aspects of life and learning. Over the years, Pariksha Pe Charcha has evolved into an opportunity aimed at transforming exam-related stress into positive energy. By addressing real questions and offering actionable solutions, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has bridged the gap between policy and practice, empowering students to thrive under pressure. Priya Mondal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said 95,000 new vacancies will be completed soon in railways. Talking to media persons at Bethia Junction in Bihar, Mr. Vaishnav said that these new jobs will be additional to the recently held 1.5 lakh railway recruitments in the country. Mr. Vaishnav said, with the great response for Namo and Vande Bharat trains, Railways has decided to enhance its production. The Railways Minister said his ministry has decided big-ticket investment from government side in Bihar. Mr. Vaishnav said, an investment worth over 95,500 crore rupees is underway in Bihar and it will completely transform railways in Bihar. The Union Minister further added that there will be no dearth of money for Bihar and it is assured by Prime Minister Modi and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. Delhi Chief Minister Atishi handed over her resignation to Lieutenant and Governor V.K. Saxena today, a day after Aam Aadmi Party faced a crushing defeat in the assembly polls. Atishi, who retained her Kalkaji seat, handed over her resignation to Lieutenant and Governor V.K. Saxena at Raj Nivas this morning. Meanwhile, Delhi Lieutenant Governor has dissolved the 7th Legislative Assembly of the National Capital Territory of Delhi with effect from 8th of February. BJP emerged victorious in the Delhi Assembly polls after winning 48 out of 70 seats. Aam Aadmi Party managed to win only 22 seats. Our correspondent has filed this report.
BJP is expected to stake claim to power in the coming days. The party has remained tight-lipped about its chief ministerial candidate for Delhi. Hectic parleys are on in the BJP camp to decide the new chief minister. Amid this hectic political activity, Delhi BJP chief Virendra Sachdeva has sought a meeting with the LG and party MLAs. Mr. Sachdeva said that the BJP will fulfill the promises made to the people and will make Delhi a developed capital. Meanwhile, the list of the newly elected MLAs was presented to the LG by the chief electoral officer of Delhi. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. Paris is set to become the global hub for AI governance as world leaders, industry pioneers and researchers gather for the AI Action Summit 2025 from February 10 to 11. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will depart for Paris tomorrow to co-chair the summit with French President Emmanuel Macron. More from our correspondent.
At the Grand Palais in Paris, preparations are in full swing for a crucial global dialogue on AI. Representatives from over 100 countries, along with top researchers, business leaders and civil society members, will discuss AI's impact on governance, economy and fundamental rights. Building on previous AI summits in the UK and South Korea, this event seeks to establish global AI standards and promote responsible AI development. With AI transforming industries worldwide, leaders are focused on balancing innovation with ethical responsibility. As co-chair, India will play a pivotal role emphasizing ethical AI development, accessibility, and innovation. As AI continues to reshape the world, this summit is expected to lay the foundation for a more accountable and inclusive AI future. Rajadurai, Akashwani News, Paris.
Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that the five-day Aero India show, set to begin in Bengaluru from tomorrow, will not only showcase India's defence capabilities, but also inspire the younger generation to innovate and dream big. Addressing media persons before the curtain raiser of Aero India show in Bengaluru, the minister said that Asia's biggest show will strengthen partnership, forge collaborations with friendly countries, and help our MSMEs and startups to be part of the global supply chain.
We have taken our missile development program to new heights. From the advanced variants of the Agni missile, the Astra missile system and the Pinaka missile system to the cutting edge hypersonic missile system and the Akash air defense system, we have built numerous success stories. These achievements have played a crucial role in strengthening our defense sector, making India more self-reliant and secure.
The Defence Minister also visited the production facility of Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, HAL. After arriving at HAL Airport, Mr. Singh visited the state-of-the-art Light Combat Aircraft or LCA Mark 1A production facility of HAL. Our correspondent adds that the Aero India show is bigger with greater participation in this edition of Aero India.
As compared to 2023 edition of Aero India show, the number of participants have increased this time. There are over 900 exhibitors from 90 countries and over 70 CEOs of defense manufacturers are here. Over 70 aircraft are in flying display and 30 in static display. Russian Su-57 and American F-35 are here. During the press conference, Secretary Defense Production Sanjeev Kumar has informed that LCA Mark 1 supply to the Air Force will start as the production line in HAL is streamlined and GE Company will be supplying engines. Another highlight of the day was that Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi and Air Chief Marshal AP Singh flew LCA Tejas aircraft today. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
And now news from the Mahakumbh 2025. The Gandhi Shilp Bazaar has become a major attraction at the Mahakumbh, with artisans from across the country exhibiting their traditional arts and crafts. The Ministry of Textiles has organized this Shilp Bazaar, and more than 100 stalls have been set up at the Mela area in Prayagraj. More from our correspondent.
The Gandhi Shilp Bazaar is showcasing an extensive range of handicraft items, including garments and wooden utensils. Talking to Akashwani News, Assistant Director of Handicrafts, Prayagraj, Tanya Banerjee said, artisans from across the states are showcasing their unique crafts in the Gandhi Shilp Bazaar.
यहाँ पे हमारे 100 स्टॉल्स लगे हैं और सभी स्टॉलों में हस्तशिल्पी आपको मिलेंगे जो कि कश्मीर से लेकर कन्याकुमारी तक के हैं, मतलब हर प्रदेश से, हर डिस्ट्रिक्ट से जो कला का प्रदर्शन करने यहाँ पे आ रहे हैं.
An artist from Chennai, Geeta Gopi said she is showcasing Tanjore painting of gold foil.
पूरा मूर्ति सब गोल्ड फॉइल में बना के रखा है. बहुत एक्साइटेड हूँ इधर आके. आई एम सो थैंकफुल टू मिनिस्ट्री ऑफ टेक्सटाइल्स.
किरण जंगीर फ्रॉम मुंबई टोल्ड आकाशवाणी दैट शी इज मेकिंग लाइव स्कल्पचर और पीपल इन द बाजार.
मैं लाइव मिट्टी की मूर्ति बनाती हूँ सामने बिठा के. लोगों को ये बहुत ही अलग कंसेप्ट लग रहा है.
द शिल्प बाजार सर्व्स एज अ वाइब्रेंट प्लेटफॉर्म फॉर आर्टिजन्स फ्रॉम अक्रॉस द कंट्री टू शोकेस देयर एक्स्ट्राऑर्डिनरी स्किल्स एंड आल्सो एन अपॉर्चुनिटी टू एक्सपैंड देयर बिजनेसेस. विद दीपेंद्र कुमार, अमन यादव, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, प्रयागराज.
In international news, the Israeli military has pulled out of the Netzarim corridor in central Gaza, a move confirmed by Hamas. This withdrawal is part of a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. Palestinian police forces took charge of the area to manage the flow of Palestinians moving through it. The Netzarim corridor, about 4 miles long, had been occupied by Israel's forces since the early months of the war, cutting off northern Gaza from the south. On to sports now. Riding on a brilliant century by Rohit Sharma and a half century by Shubman Gill, India is inching closer to the victory target of 305 runs in the second ODI against England in Cuttack. The hosts are leading the three-match series 1-0. India were 259 for 4 in 37.2 overs when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh resigns a day ahead of assembly session. 31 Maoists killed and 2 security personnel martyred in an encounter in Chhattisgarh today. Home Minister Amit Shah reiterates the resolve to eradicate Naxalism by 31st March next year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to interact with students in Pariksha Pe Charcha tomorrow. Prime Minister Modi to leave for Paris tomorrow to co-chair AI Action Summit 2025 with French President Emmanuel Macron on Tuesday. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh visits production facility of HAL in Bengaluru on the eve of the 15th edition of Aero India 2025. Israel's troops completely withdraw from Gaza's Netzarim corridor. And in cricket, skipper Rohit Sharma hit brisk century to take India closer to the target of 305 runs against England in Qatar. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.